This is the Blue and Orange Experience, your official podcast of Morgan State University Athletics. I'm Lamont Germany. This week on the Experience, it was a dark and stormy night last Saturday night on the Morgan State University campus.
Anthony awaits the snap, gets snap. Dominique to throw. Here comes pressure. He'll throw it out of bounds. That's the ball game. All over. It goes sailing out of bounds. Ball game.
That dark and stormy night did not have a happy ending. Morgan losing in overtime to the University of Albany, 23-17. But believe it or not, some good news emerging from last Saturday night's encounter against Albany. What was the good news? That's coming up on the Blue and Orange Experience. Meanwhile, for Morgan Volleyball, it's MEAC time. On the road this past weekend, Morgan State opens up MEAC play against Maryland Eastern Shore and Delaware State. Cross country making some noise. And in the Blue and Orange spotlight, Madison Grace, junior outside for Morgan State Volleyball. Maddie missing much of the season because of injury, wishing she were on the floor.
Sometimes, like, say, like, a setter will set a ball, and it's a really good ball, and there's no blockers on the net. I just think to myself, like, dang, like, I would really put that down.
All that and more on this week's edition of the Blue and Orange Experience. First up, about last Saturday night. Yeah, Morgan took one on the chin. Tough one. Overtime loss to the University of Albany, 23-17. Bears fall 1-3 on the season. Morgan has lost three in a row. But despite the setback, still some magnificent things happening, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Morgan didn't win, but...
You play to win the game.
I know. I get it. I hear you. You do play to win.
But you play to win the game.
But Herm, did you see Elijah Williams, the Morgan defensive lineman, straight balling in the pocket? Poffenbarger under pressure. He's going to be swarmed and dumped. Elijah Williams gets the sack.
You don't play to just play it.
But he was playing, though. I mean, he was playing. He's going to be dropped. That Morgan defense, honorary, angry on him, was Elijah Williams. He collects another sack. 10 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 2 sacks from a defensive lineman, 10 tackles. Linebackers, safeties get that.
Hello?
Yeah, but Herm, he was named Defensive Player of the Week in the MEAC because he was balling. Forced to fumble also. Fumbles the football. Morgan jumps on it. That'll be Bear ball.
Play to win the game.
I know, but we almost won the game. It was overtime.
Hello?
I hear you, brother. We did lose the game. But Elijah Williams, number 0, the junior from Jersey, was balling. Up next, for Morgan State, on the road this weekend in New Haven, Connecticut, they take on Yale, and okay, Herm, they're going to play to win the game this weekend against Yale. Morgan looking to end a 3-game slide. Kickoff will be in the air at high noon.
That's the great thing about sports. You play to win.
Meanwhile, Morgan State University Volleyball opening up the MEAC slate over the weekend. Trips to Maryland Eastern Shore, Princess Anne, and Delaware State came to Hill Fieldhouse on the Morgan State campus. Against Maryland Eastern Shore, they pushed the Hawks to 5 sets, but Morgan falling in the 5th and final set to lose that match 3-2. And a great start against the defending champs Delaware State at home this past Sunday. But after beating Delaware State in set 1, would lose the next 3 sets to lose the match 3-1. Morgan will look to atone on the road this weekend. They'll take on the Carolina Crew, North Carolina Central, and South Carolina State before returning home on Friday night, October 6th, to take on the Howard University Bison. Don't know if you noticed, but Morgan State University cross country making stuff happen this past weekend. If you don't know, better ask somebody. Dominant in the rescheduled UMES Soaring Hawk Cross Country Classic. Morgan claiming the first four spots and six of the top seven to earn a first-place finish overall on the ladies' side of the draw. The leading Lady Bear, Abigail Fisher, she won the individual title with a time of 20.41.8. On the men's side, top two finishers, Morgan State Bears, Perry Bennett, Davian Gray, capturing the top two finishes for Morgan. Bennett crossing the finish line, 27.03, followed closely behind by Gray, 27.57. Next up for Morgan State Cross Country, the New Jersey Institute of Technology Highlander Classic. That's going to happen on Saturday, October 7th. Time now for the Blue and Orange Spotlight. This week, the spotlight shines on Morgan Volleyball. The junior from Macomb, Michigan, due to injury, has not played at all this season. How tough is that? How frustrating is that? We're about to get answers from Madison Grace. It's time to chop it up with Maddie on the Blue and Orange Experience.
Probably nothing more frustrating than a competitive athlete who can't compete because of injury. And such is the case with Maddie Grace. Maddie, let's just start with the nature of the injury and how you're coming along and recuperating.
So about towards the end of May, beginning of June, I dislocated my left ankle. You know, rough injury. I did it while playing too. So at least I got, you know, some playing time. But coming into this fall season, I'm unable to play. I won't be for the next, for most of the season, which is unfortunate.
Did you know at the moment that you injured it?
Well, yes, because a dislocation, like, that's kind of serious, you know, like, my foot had to be put back in place, so I was like, ugh, but it wasn't my first dislocation, so that's why, in the beginning, I assumed, like, oh, like, I'll be fine, like, I can recover from this within, like, the next, like, maybe, like, 10 to 12 weeks, right? But turns out, I ended up having three torn ligaments, and luckily, I didn't have any broken bones. If I had a broken bone, I probably would have had to have surgery. I was very fortunate. I didn't break any bones. I just have some torn ligaments. So that's what we're dealing with right now. They're all three of them are sprained. They're not torn completely, but they're just sprained. So with rehab and everything, we're looking to get that strength back.
Well, looking at you, you seem to be moving around okay. I'm just curious as to how does it feel, and can you feel any progress as you go around from day to day and as you do rehab?
Yes, I had, with this injury, I had a lot of atrophy in my legs, so I have to do a lot of strength to regain some of the, because I lost a lot of muscle in just like my whole leg. So with rehab, I think it's gone really well. You can definitely see I've gotten some of my muscle back in my leg, and it's kind of, both of them look kind of similar now, so that's good. Yeah, sometimes I'm like, if I walk too much or like try to push myself a little, it does hurt, but I mean, nothing I can't push past.
How frustrating is it? And maybe I'm putting words in your mouth, maybe you're not frustrated. Let me just pose it this way. How does it feel to just have to sit and watch the ups and downs, the wins and the losses, and you're unable to participate on the court?
Well, it's a completely different, like, point of view. I feel like I'm, right now, I feel like a coach almost. Like, I see things that the players don't. I feel like I'm still learning from the game, from being on the sidelines. But yes, it is quite frustrating knowing that I can't provide for my team in that way.
Are you almost seeing yourself sometimes on the floor in certain situations?
Yes.
And woulda, coulda, and then
yes, for sure. Sometimes, like, say, like, a setter will set a ball, and it's a really good ball, and there's no blockers on the net. I just think to myself, like, dang, like, I would really put that down. So, yeah, I do think about that sometimes.
The support that you get from watching, is it
Is it almost from a leadership perspective where you're encouraging, guiding, commenting, encouraging some of your teammates throughout the course of a match and then throughout the course of even practice?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm mainly here right now for support. So if they have any questions, if they want me to look at something that they can't see or the coaches can't really look at because, you know, they've got 15 other girls to look at, that's something I'll do. Anything they need, pretty much.
Is this a first-time experience for you? Have you missed time as a player going back even before Morgan extensively because of injury?
So this is like, I've had a serious injury before, but it didn't have me out for as long.
So it's the first time this time of the year you haven't been playing volleyball since when?
Probably since I was in elementary school. I've been playing for so long, yeah.
When you get back on the floor, talk to me about what you're hoping to accomplish, the goals you have, how you're looking to contribute to the team this year once you do return.
So looking at what we have and what I can provide for this team, I think Morgan State really needs a solid six rotation outside hitter. And I'm pretty determined to come back and fill that position and consistently provide that for my team.
Obviously, they're transitioning into the MEAC part of the season now. How do you size up this team's chances of being competitive?
I think we're going to do well. I think all the tournaments that we've done kind of gave us a little idea and kind of shape how we want to play. I think once we kind of define a little bit more with our positions, we're going to be pretty good competition, I think.
We'll be better when Maddie Grace is on.
Of course. I'm a little biased, but
I believe you, though. Let's back up a little bit. Let's go back to when you first considered coming to Morgan State University from Macomb, Michigan. Did you even know there was a Morgan State University? When was Morgan first on your radar screen as even a possibility?
I think, so my year I graduated was 2021, and the previous year, or it was either that year or the previous year, 2020, like BLM was circling around, and, you know, George Floyd and all that was happening. So with the recruiting process, that kind of knowing and all this like active injustice to the black community was going on. So that's when I kind of opened my eyes to HBCUs. Of course I knew about Howard, Spelman, Morehouse, you know, but I didn't really necessarily know about Morgan, but I did like the East Coast. So I was like, okay, let me check it out. And I ended up, you know, I'm here, so.
So something must have clicked.
Yeah.
When you first got here, the experience, Morgan State, in terms of the volleyball, but just overall, the social atmosphere, the academic atmosphere, the city of Baltimore.
Yeah, so the city of Baltimore, I think, from my perspective, is pretty similar to Detroit. So I felt like, I was like, oh, okay, like, in some aspects, this reminds me of a little bit of home. I really like the school. I feel like we're like a community. Like I really value, like, especially the alumni. Like whenever they come and like they share their knowledge, they share anything that they have, and I feel supported here.
When you guys get on the floor, is there, I know you want to win every match, I know you want to win every set, I know you want to win every point, but is there a particular team in the conference that you really want to get after, that when you get on the floor against this particular opponent, we can't lose to them? Who might that be?
So, personally, obviously we want to beat Howard. That's our homecoming game as well. So it's like we're at home, it's homecoming. Let's try to beat HU, like, because we're rivals. We're right there. We get it. But for me personally, my team, my rival is UMES.
Okay.
I feel like with UMES, it's like the tension is always there. Every time we play them, the stakes are always high. I really love the environment when we play them. Like, it just,
Do the ladies talk trash on the volleyball court?
We're not necessarily supposed to talk across the net. We're not supposed to. It's more or less like looks. We do a lot of stare downs, eye rolls, very sassy. Very sassy, yes. We usually let our play talk for us. Say, like, one of our middles gets blocked. Next ball, I'm blocking their middle.
Oh, okay.
It's like that. You know what I mean? A little an eye for an eye.
When it does get to be those looks and taunts, mm-hmm. Are you one that can give as well as receive in that department?
Absolutely, yeah. If you get me fired up, yeah.
Okay. All right. Which leads me to my next question. What does fire you up on the court? Is it a block, a kill?
Good volleyball.
A good ace?
Good volleyball. That's all I got to say. It doesn't matter what it is. If everybody on the court is putting in the effort, if they're, you know, communicating well, if they're, you know, supporting their teammates, that's the type of stuff that will get me fired up.
When you look at the talent around you, mm-hmm. On the team, what's the trajectory? Are we hitting upwards in terms of the talent that was here when you first got here and where we are as a group, as a team, as a program now in the 2023 season?
I think a lot of who we have a lot of, I don't want to call them utility, but I think a lot of our players can switch positions and do multiple things, which is really, really helpful, especially we have five people out and they're not playing, you know? But I think we have a lot of potential in the players that we have.
I always ask people this question about their outlook in terms of other volleyball players.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular player that you view as the GOAT, the greatest of all time? That volleyball player mm-hmm. either played with or played against or maybe even never played, maybe saw him on TV. A volleyball player that you really look up to and that you say, wow, that girl got some game.
Yeah, there's, oh my gosh. There's this one girl. She plays for Minnesota. She was a right side.
Samity on the right side for Minnesota. Another kill for Stephanie Samity.
She won like NCAA, like MVP.
Wow. Samity, it's impossible to stop that. Watch the legs and the arms.
Samity. I mean, she was such a dynamic player. She played on both the pins, the right side and the outside, but she was mainly a right side.
And the block. The emotion from Stephanie Samity.
And when I was in high school, I mainly played right side and club, and then in high school I would play outside. Now I'm more or less an outside, but she was a six rotation right side. So I really looked up to that because you don't, very rarely you see six rotation right side.
What level is your game at mm-hmm. right now? Injury aside, let's mm-hmm. just assume you're healthy, you got your full body back. Where are you now and where do you want to take your game?
I think IQ-wise, my game has gone up. Just because, like I said, like sitting and watching provides a different perspective for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've learned so much from that perspective, not only for myself, but also for my teammates as well. But coming back, I think my body has to, you know, speed up to the speed of my brain, you know? So
I can understand.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, just waiting on that. But I feel pretty good about where I am.
You said you like to read.
Yes.
We're going to wrap it up with this. I want you to write the story of the rest of Maddie Grace's career here at Morgan. How is that book going to finish out in the end?
The book is not going to end with Morgan State.
Okay.
The book is not going to end with Morgan State, I don't think. I think we're going to end the season on a high note, hopefully a championship ring, right? We're going to end the season. We're going to be working in rehab, getting all my strength back. So when I come back next season, we can bring another ring in.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we'll see about that after.
Okay, so this is just going to be a chapter.
Oh, yeah,
this
just a chapter. We're not, yeah.
In this book.
I can't tell you all the details yet. I haven't had time to revise the story. But.
Okay. All right. I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm Lamont Germany. Until next week, this is the Blue and Orange Experience.